This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Showing zero coverage. They're bringing everybody.
Ryan throwing end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Ridley on the dive.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. We're brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Football Friday as we get ourselves and you guys set for week three in the NFL. We give away some college picks, lightning bets coming up, our best plays for tonight and the weekend. But we got to get into, this is one of my favorite parts of the show every Friday. Just kind of being here in the middle of Paul and Joe finalizing their contest picks. We'll get to that, and we'll try to see where the five will come up with our. But first, we got to go to Aaron here for our BetQL Daily Twitter poll. We asked which of these sides you like the most heading into week three. Aaron, what are the people saying here on this Friday?
Well, no surprise here. 58% have said they are looking forward to the Bucks-Rams game.
That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I almost voted for Chiefs-Chargers, though, because that's going to be so fun.
Yeah. And I think we'll, you know, but when we walk out of that game Sunday, if the Chiefs kind of put a smashing on them, we'll feel great about the Chiefs again. Like, all right, they're back. And but the Chargers win or cover, boy, that Chiefs defense is a real worry. Okay, let's get to this. We do it every Friday. So you guys, so we have a contest pick, five games. And so far through 2 weeks, you guys are 9-1, which is, I would say, outstanding. But obviously, what did we hear earlier this week? There's a lot of people, right? What's the number? You remember the number?
They're 12. There are 12 that are 10-0, and there's a bunch of others that are 9-1. Here's what I'm thinking, Paul, and tell me if I'm wrong, because maybe we should not change anything. If we go 4-1 or 5-0 this week, I don't know if we can do this segment. Our competition's going to be listening to our picks.
Oh, that's a good point. Or we could do it and just totally throw them off, like a smoke
screen. Yeah, throw them off the scent, lie to all of our great listeners.
We love the Bucs this week. We love like the Seahawks this week. We love all the public plays.
Kind of like when the sharps come in on. Yeah, like when the sharps come in with money, they throw everything off, and then they want to bet the other side. Yeah, you guys do that next week. All right, I like that. But let's go through it for this week. So you guys are 9-1. Obviously, this is a season long contest, but there are quarterly payouts as well. Which, if you guys do well this week, certainly there's a chance at that. So. All right, where are you guys thinking? Is this good? Now, let's start here. Am I going to get messages from you guys like on Saturday that you're still like thinking through this, or do we feel like we're almost there? Like where are you guys in the week conversation?
I think we're in the same spot we usually are. There's a couple games that are definitely going to be in, and then the last three spots is probably down to about five teams. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. And I would say Joe G, you pointed out last week, we were kind of like, didn't feel good. We feel good this week. Feel great this week, actually. So I like where we're at.
Great.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead. Let's run through what you got.
Okay. Well, looking at these contest numbers, Paul, let's quickly throw out some games that we have no interest in. One of them that I'm thinking we could toss is Cardinals-Jags. What do you think?
Yeah, out. Out.
Out.
Bad number.
Ravens-Lions.
No, yeah, not at that. No interest.
Patriots-Saints.
Nah, I wouldn't totally throw it in the trash, but I think there are better options.
Broncos-Jets.
Jets, see ya.
That's a bad number, too.
Terrible.
They give them 10?
Yeah.
Brutal. You got to get more than 10. And, because of the number, Niners-Packers?
Is it three?
And we just root against the Packers, 3.5.
Oh, it is 3.5. Yeah, then you got to throw it out and root against the Packers.
All right, let's go down the list now. There's no. Are there any others to throw out or no?
Not right off the bat.
Okay. So we start with Titans-Colts then. 5.5.
Yep. So I've been coming. So this was one of the ones we added to the slate late last week. I would say Joe O was the pushing for this, so give him credit for that. But Titans +6 in Seattle, which needed a big fourth quarter and overtime to get that done. But this week, the more this week has gone on, the more I'm like, this looks like a blowout spot. And we've talked all about Carson Wentz and the Colts offense. How about the defense? So they are, like, the run defense is terrible. They're at the bottom. They're dead last in adjusted line yards on the D-line. By the way, Derrick Henry's on the other side. O-line, bottom five in pass rush win rate. So that's on the offensive line protecting Carson or whoever. They have 12 missed tackles, which is fourth worst in the NFL on the defensive side. And they are fourth worst in run stop win rate. Oh, by the way, Derrick Henry is still on the other side. So
what are the Colts good at right now?
Right. I don't know.
Nothing.
They kept it close against a Rams team that doesn't blow people out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think their offense in between the 20s has been pretty good. Right? They move the ball. Like, they haven't been shut down. It's when they get inside the 20. I mean, really, the problem is they have an indecisive quarterback. The offensive line isn't as good as it used to be. And inside the 20s, like, who's the receiver that wins? Like, Pascal's got some touchdowns so far, but they don't have anybody. You're like, oh, throw it to him. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they – I think you guys are on the right side of it. The only thing I would throw in, to play devil's advocate, is Reich has done well against Vrabel.
Yep.
It's and some of these have been there was a short week game a couple of years ago too. I think when it might have been Luck, I'm trying to remember what year it was, but they went and beat him on a Thursday night in Tennessee. So it's been all sorts of ways that they've beaten the Titans since Vrabel got there. That's the one hiccup I have here is maybe Reich's got something on Vrabel, and I still don't think that Titans defense is any good.
Well, yeah, the Titans defense stinks, I'm just looking at the opposing quarterbacks though.
Right,
it might be worse.
Honestly,
okay,
don't know who I feel better about. I feel better if Wentz is actually suits up with his two sprained ankles or Jacob Eason or whoever. So
I think I want Wentz out there.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think
if he can't move. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
All right. I think you guys are on the right side of it. I agree on this one.
Because of the number, football team's a consideration. They're giving us 7.5. The market's 7.
So I dove into this game last night. I love the Washington football team here.
Love.
The Bills have played nobody. Like okay, Miami, throw that game out the window. That first two drives, Miami tried to run the ball twice, and they ran twice for 24 yards. The other plays were sacks and turnovers, and then Tua getting knocked out of the game. So Miami never even had a chance to really put together a game plan. The Steelers, they have no offense. So you didn't even, like, the Bills defense looks great. The run defense looks great. They haven't really played a good offense. Washington, number one in early down success rate. They stay ahead of the sticks. And granted, now they did throw the ball 48 times or something with Heinicke against the Giants on Thursday Night Football. But if they stick to running the ball, I think they really have a chance here. And I know Gibson's kind of banged up, but whoever they put behind there, number one in blocking win rate percentage, adjusted line yards, seventh, adjusted sack rate, third. So it's Heinicke. It's on the road. Maybe I don't feel great about it. I'll run
and
that.
And Josh
back
Allen
a
has
bit.
Not looked good. I mean,
and he's not looked good, and they got a good defense. And here's the other thing about that. We've talked about how Washington hasn't been doing what we expected them to do this week. You look at a lot of the metrics, they're still like top 10 in pressure rate. They're still top 10. A lot of their guys, you know, Sweat and Young, they're still in the top 10-ish of like pressure rate and pass block win, pass rush win rate and those sort of things. So it's not showing up at the end of the, like on the stat sheet, but it's still there in the advanced metrics.
And we're getting more than a touchdown.
Yes.
So that's a consideration. I don't have interest in it, but what are you thinking with Patriots Saints?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think it's just more so a... James, that Saints, that's like on a normal week without traveling around and all the stuff they've gone through, I think I would lean Saints, but I think you're right. Just throwing it out. I think it's just kind of a coin flip, take the points. I think that's still a big number for a rookie quarterback.
New England might be in the consensus.
That's
they might
then
be a
you know what?
Team.
Then it's fine. You know what? I'd rather not touch it, cheer against it.
Okay.
I'm good with that. That's just,
okay. Yeah. I, you guys know I like New England, but if that's a consensus pick, that feels like you guys, there's probably better options, right?
For just yes.
And that Washington line, that's getting the 7.5 is the key there. Josh Allen, is this the week after this week? Are we talking next week about what's going on with Josh Allen if he doesn't?
I think
put
it's
it
already happening.
Yeah, and it should be.
And it's got to be in his head, right? It's probably already there. And if he has another game, then it's the rest of the season.
Yeah, I think that one's closer than people think. Yep.
Chiefs Chargers 6.5 they gave us opened at 7. Been 6.5 majority of the week. Chargers are charging. That's what scares me right now in Kansas City. You know they're going to turn it on one of these weeks. Question is this a spot? Historically, they're great in September. They finally lost for the first time last week in this month. Mahomes and Reed.
You mentioned the injury report, and the other thing is like we've talked about how terrible the Chiefs run defense is, and it is. And the Chargers have Austin Eckler, but the Chargers run defense is actually sneakily terrible too. So, I mean, I know that's not exactly Kansas City's bread and butter, but they've shown that they'll adjust to what works. Chris Harris, like he's their lockdown guy, you know, corner. And obviously Derwin James has had a lot of success against Travis Kelce when he's been healthy. So I think I was leaning Chargers earlier in the week. If I had to pick, and I don't know that I'd love either side, I think I'd go spin it back to Chiefs in a blowout spot. I think less than a touchdown. I think if we're going to take a side less than a touchdown, I think we've got to take the Chiefs.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because I saw You Better You Bet tweet out a clip of Nick just going off on Helaire. did this whole long thing, Clyde Edwards, Helaire, and he ends it with, E sucks.
That sounds like Costas.
Yeah, he is not Brian Westbrook. I'll say that much.
No, he's not. Oh. Yeah, Andy might have misread that one. Frank Clark back on the injury report, hamstring limited. I like the Chargers side here. I mean, there's been so many times where the Chiefs have shown us now over the past, what, year and a half? They don't cover. Like, they don't put teams away. They don't stop the run. They're coming off. That was more than a week two game last week. I mean, it meant more for the Ravens, obviously. But that's, you know, they got to get back up and play again after that kind of game last week. I think this is close. I think this game's close.
And honestly, it could be like a tie game, and someone like walks it off with a touchdown either way.
Giants Falcons.
So, tried to find a way to like hang my hat on something for this game.
It's hard.
As we talked about during one of the breaks, it's just a Daniel Jones and Giants fade. Take the points on the road and field goal game, less than a field goal game. It like they both stink. They're both terrible teams. Like the Falcons have the worst run offense. The Giants have 30th ranked run defense. Like, this is just bad all the way around. But the Falcons have played pretty good Philly team, at least strong up front, and you know, the defending world champs. So they've been tested a little bit. And give me Matt Ryan, Calvin Ridley, Kyle Pitts. Like, show me something 1 week. So I'll mess around with those guys.
Circa gave us 7 with the Bears and the Browns. Some sports books are hanging 7.5 right now, so they didn't give us the advantage there. I'm just so many unknowns right now. I don't know. And I don't trust Matt Nagy. I'm not interested in it. Are you?
No, I am not.
Bears helped us out last week. Thank you very much, Bears.
We took our Bears cover. We're good.
There's way too much Nagy evidence that you can't back them on the, you know, in this kind of spot. I mean, it's a lot. Was it 14 games, that sample you threw out the other day, Joe? That's a lot.
Yep.
It's a long time.
Yep. Yeah. He's a loser. All right. Steelers are favored by 3 at home against the Bengals. Steelers 3? It's one I've gone back and forth on throughat the week.
Yeah.
Maybe I should
at it
stay
a little
away.
Bit. I mean, based on the look ahead line, you almost have to take a look at it because it was, what, 6.5?
7.
7. That. I don't know.
I would almost rather have Rudolph out there.
That's the thing. Like, does Ben play a series and he gets knocked out? Can he even throw the ball?
Yeah.
Like, if there's a side to pick, I'm not taking the Bengals +3. I'll say that much. Definitely not taking the Bengals +3. But I'll consider the Steelers, but I kind of hate it.
You guys will be sweating this one. You take it, this is a sweat. The fourth quarter, this is 20-17. Bengals have the ball down 3. And you're like, oh, God. Really?
No, I'm imagining myself sitting there on Sunday. I don't want anything to do with this now. I really have talked myself out of it. Like, I don't want to root for Ben. I just, no, gross. Get me out of here. How about to the Dolphins at the Raiders? 4.
So this is another one. Like, I think we were aligned on this. If there's a side to take, it's definitely the Dolphins, for us at least.
Yes.
But
yes,
I was looking at this one a little bit too. Like, the Dolphins have the worst pass blocking grade so far, according to Pro Football Focus, and the Raiders the number one pass rush. So don't love that. They do have, I do think Brissett might actually be, say, upgrade. I don't know, but it's definitely not a downgrade from Tua. Say that much. They do have ball hawking defense. Derek Carr's been playing lights out, but I think he could run into some trouble with that against that Dolphins defense. I think it's probably a field goal game. So I like the number we're getting. I like that we're getting 4.
What about these other games? We didn't break down Cowboys Eagles today. Eagles getting 3.5 against the Cowboys on Monday.
So, love strong. Definitely like the Eagles. So, Dallas wrote something down, but they are not great. The Eagles off, like, in the trenches, the Eagles definitely have the advantage. And I think they can keep up there. So, I would definitely strong lean towards the Eagles.
All right, those are 6 sides, and there's a few others that we're considering. Nothing Bucks, Rams, Seahawks, Vikings were kind of split on.
Yeah.
And then there's the Niners Cowboys. We got a bad number, so I'm probably not going to do anything there.
Yep.
So we're at about 7 options right now, narrowing
we're
it
in a good
down.
Place.
This is where you guys usually are on Friday. Our coming up lightning bets, our best bets for the day, right here on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.